Welcome to Leadership Decoded. Here, we provide you practical approaches and actionable tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. I'm a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran and a current team and leadership development workshop facilitator and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into a topic known as constructive employee voice. We're going to break open the idea of how you can pull out your employee's voice in a constructive manner to be able to express ideas and give suggestions and give feedback to you so that you can improve work processes, you can improve practices, and you can improve outcomes. Think about it. A lot of times employees are vulnerable. They're afraid to express themselves freely, or they only want to bring up things that are in a negative manner. So employee constructive voice goes beyond just mere complaints. It goes beyond grievances. It focuses instead on developing proactive contributions that enable positive change. They drive positive change and innovation in the organization. So by harnessing the collective voice of your team and getting more people to input, the creativity on your team is going to rise, problem solving is going to rise, and you're going to find the success you're looking for. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. So think about employee constructive voice. How many times have you been in a situation where you've been in a group and you're looking around the room, you're talking to your team members, and you're asking a question, and nobody answers? People are looking at their shoes. They're looking at the person next to them. They look at you, and you're marinating in that silence. Cultivating constructive employee voice in your team is this evolving landscape where you're able to pull out people who want to share their thoughts. You're able to pull out ideas and concerns from your team members. To do that, you have to set those conditions. You have to be able to set the expectation that you want to hear from people. You have to be able to set the expectation that when you ask a question, there's no hidden agenda behind it. You know, being able to build the psychologically safe atmosphere where people feel that they can contribute, that they can say what they need to say without fear of reprisal, that they can say what they need to say without fear of ridicule, that they can bring something up that may be way outside the box and they're going to be resourced and given the opportunity to shine. So constructive employee voice is being able to set those conditions for your team members to feel confident, to feel comfortable bringing things up to you, bringing things up to each other. And now you're able to draw on this collective intelligence, this collective genius of your team, because nobody's holding back, nobody's reluctant, nobody's looking at their shoes the next time you ask a question. Somebody will answer, and that'll spark a conversation. So when you think about, well, how can you do this in a work environment? It takes time. It takes time and it takes effort. For you to be able to do this, you're going to have to be comfortable in silence. You're going to have to do some one-on-one work to be able to go out and talk to people one-on-one and gather their ideas individually. And then maybe the next time you come together, you have a conversation, you can say, oh, well, Eric, you had a great idea you and I were talking about. Do you feel comfortable sharing it with the rest of us? I would love for the group to hear what you have to say. So you start doing that. You start pulling people in one-on-one. You give them the opportunity to share. And then other people hear that and see that. And then you find somebody else and you give them the opportunity to have their voice be heard. And they feel comfortable doing that. And over time, this cycle of communication starts to grow. This feeling of being able to be heard starts to grow. And that's what people want. They want to feel valued and they want to be heard. So give them the space to do that. We had a space operation crew that I was in charge of when I was a captain. We had a team of, it was about 10 people, 10 soldiers, and we had a wicked problem to solve. My soldiers were brand new. We had a new equipment set that we had never used before, and we were just learning how to set it up. So how did I get my team to come together, to bond together, to not be afraid to suggest something new, to not be afraid to try something new, and to work together? I got a little creative, and I followed my curiosity. I didn't know what I was doing either, because the system was new to me. I'd never been trained on it, but we had to understand how to fully assemble it so that we could operate it, and we could operate it in austere environments. So I made a game of it. I blocked off about 4 hours of training space. I got us access to two systems. I split my crew into two teams, and I said, we're going to have a race. The first team to assemble our equipment wins. Oh, what do we win? I had to figure out something creative on the fly. It was probably a 1 hour pass. I can't recall the time because it was about 15 years ago. So the point being is that I made a game of it. The intent behind my game was that my team is now gonna get a little bit competitive, and they're gonna find ways to assemble this equipment fast and with high quality. What they didn't realize was at the end, the winning team was gonna brief their processes. The team that lost was gonna brief their processes. So now we've got knowledge exchange that's happening in the form of how to debriefing from a game. Debriefing from a challenge that was set, right? So we went from zero voice, people just waiting to take direction, to three or four people of that 9-person team sharing their ideas. The winning team said, we assembled it this way, or we laid this out this way to help us cut back on time. And the losing team even said, we did that, but we did this differently. All right, so now we start taking notes, and then we mix the teams up and we do it again. So now we've got this flow state going of a challenge in front of us to be overcome. We had a purpose to the challenge, and we're gamifying our learning, which makes people feel very comfortable when you start playing games. Vulnerability went down. People opened up. People exchanged ideas. And now we've got a better process in place to assemble our equipment in record speed. That bled over into the next thing that we did. Now people are comfortable with one another. Now people understand how they're communicating with one another. So gamification is one way to do that. Brainstorming sessions, team building sessions, you know, with a purpose will bring people out. Anytime you inject play and creativity into a process, guards typically go down, communication and creativity go up, and then bonds start to get formed. I am proud to say that my space crew was one of the top performing crews I've ever led. That team was one of the tightest knit teams, most cohesion I've ever had. Communication flowed, and we learned the most about each other and about our mission. Pulling out the constructive voice of my team, putting rank and title aside, is what helped that. So let's explore some actionable tactics that you can use to empower your team to use their voices effectively. The first is creating a psychologically safe atmosphere. So you want to be able to create a team atmosphere where people feel safe taking on challenges, where people feel safe trying new things. A psychologically safe environment is where your team members feel secure to speak up, to share their perspectives, to challenge the status quo without fear of reprisal, without fear of retaliation. To be able to do this, you've got to model that behavior. I don't know everything. You're the expert on this. Give them those opportunities to show their expertise, to share their knowledge. Demonstrate openness. Admit your mistakes. Admit when you were wrong. And then have those touch points with your team where you open up the floor and allow them to speak, and you comfortably marinate in that silence in order to crack through that shell. Psychological safety goes a long way with establishing a constructive employee voice. Next up, we have the ability to encourage proactive communication. So to cultivate the cornerstone of constructive employee voice, encouraging proactive communication channels, inviting input and engagement from all your team members. This can include things like regular feedback sessions. They don't have to be formal, just one-on-one. Hey, do you have a minute? I made this observation. You did really good on this. How did you do that? Hey, do you have a minute? I made an observation. I saw that this didn't go as planned. What happened? What were you thinking and doing that so that we can learn from this opportunity? Right? You've got to put that end piece on there so that we can learn from this opportunity. Participative decision-making. Open roundtable conversations. Bring people into the mix. Bring your team members into the fold and ask them for their opinion. Ask them for their perspective. You may not always be able to integrate what they have to say, but giving them a voice, giving them the opportunity to contribute, and then explaining why you may or may not have been able to implement what they said, or why you could only do part of it at this point in time, will go a long way as well. It pays dividends when you have the opportunity to have open dialogue at multiple touch points, and you're getting ahead of things. Proactive communication helps people adapt to new environments. It helps people to become more flexible when things happen and things change, because they're staying ahead of what's coming. So by creating those multiple avenues of communication, what you're doing is empowering your team to freely share their insights and ideas, because it becomes the norm. Recognizing and valuing contributions. So another key aspect of fostering constructive employee voice is recognizing and valuing the contributions of your team members. Take time to celebrate and acknowledge individuals who speak up with innovative ideas. No matter how outlandish, the fact that they contributed should be recognized in some form or fashion. People who bring thoughtful suggestions, people that bring constructive feedback to you, thank them for their candor. Thank them for their willingness. Thank them for their openness, because that's how ideas will keep coming. When people feel that they're heard, when people feel that they are seen, you'll have that voice come back time and time again. By highlighting the impact of your team members' contributions, you reinforce a culture where voice matters, where it's expected and encouraged. And then lastly, providing resources and support. Empowering constructive employee voice requires that you give those resources, you give those team members that space, that time, what it is that they need to go execute. It may involve allocating time. It may involve allocating budget. It may involve other resources and implementing suggestions and giving things a try, whether that be in small pilots or large-scale change. Offering training and mentorship, investing in your people will help them continue to bring their voice to the table, because they feel honored. They feel that they're part of something bigger. So by investing in their development and success and trying new things and following through, you're demonstrating your commitment to amplifying their voices and driving positive change. So I would encourage you, reflect on the power of constructive employee voice. Ask yourself, how often are people bringing up ideas to you? How often are people bringing problems to you? How often is your team including you in conversation? If it's not often, or it's less often than what you want, think about how you can help that connection, how you can help those team members grow and feel more comfortable approaching you and feel more comfortable bringing their voice to the table. By nurturing a culture, because it takes time and dedication and commitment, by nurturing a culture where every voice is valued and heard, you're creating this atmosphere where team members feel empowered to contribute their best. They feel empowered to support one another, and they feel empowered to work towards a collective goal. And now they're bought in. And that is a game changer when you're leading teams, when you're leading people. No matter how large of a business or organization you work in, that's the power. So thank you for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode and found value in it, please share it on all of our social media channels, share it with a friend, download it, and save it. We also want to hear from you, so leave us a review, give us a rating, give us a comment, or send in your leadership question. We're here to serve you so that you can lead at your best each and every day. Now, if you're a small to mid-sized organization and you're growing, you want to work on your team dynamics, you want to work on your leadership development, I want to work with you. I have and offer highly engaging, hands-on, energetic, creative workshops that are sought-after learning experiences that are backed by research. If you're interested in what I have to offer so I can help your team be at their best, reach out and connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, or you can email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you the next time you press play.